Hey, you! Oh, get in, get in. It is freezing out there. Oh, brr. Here, let me help you brush off. You are covered in snow. Oh, there we go. Oh, well, now that you're not a Yeti in disguise, give me a hug. Oh, I haven't seen you in forever. Dang. You got strong, big guy. Oh, you know, it wasn't so long ago I was able to pin you down and tickle you. I don't think I'd get very far trying that now, huh? Oh, now, where is my darling baby brother? Did you leave him bringing in all your luggage? That's smart. Make him work for it. What? He's not here. What do you mean? He said he'd drive himself? You do realize it's a blizzard out there, right? And that my baby brother's bucket of rust would get stuck if a snowflake looked at it the wrong way? Oh, God. You guys might be in college, but I swear, you two haven't developed an ounce of common sense between you since you jumped off the roof in fifth grade, convinced flapping a blanket behind you would be all you needed to fly. Here, take off your coat, go get warm in front of the fire. I'm gonna call my dumbass brother and see if he needs to be rescued. Hey, do you want a drink? I was just thinking of making a hot chocolate, but a hot toddy might make dealing with your shenanigans easier. Alright, perfect. I'll bring you one in a second. You know your way around the cabin? Just make yourself at home. I've got the fireplace going. Go get comfortable. Perfect. I'll be right back. Okay, here is your hot toddy. Extra on the toddy. scoot over and don't hog the blanket, okay? I am not freezing my toes off, even for you. Oh, okay. So, do you want the good news first or the bad news? My kind of man. Okay, bad news first. I got a hold of my brother and wouldn't you know, he's stuck in your guys' driveway. Yeah, he couldn't even get out of the driveway. He is currently eating frozen pizza and drowning his sorrows in the tears of his enemy on Call of Duty. Loser. Anyway, he said the blizzard is supposed to last for the next 24 hours, so there's no way he'll be able to make it up here this weekend. Yeah, it sucks, but, like, serves him right for thinking the Junker could handle snow, even if the blizzard was a surprise. He knew there would still be a chance of snow up here. We're in the mountains, for God's sake. I honestly wonder if he wasn't just trying to get a weekend alone in your apartment. Has he been seeing anyone lately? Yeah. I knew it. You got played, buddy. What? Am I supposed to act like I don't know my little brother has sex? Come on. I'm not that much older than you guys. I remember what it was like in college, and my brother, dumb as he may be, is cute and charming and perfect man bait for a horny college girl. I'm not surprised he uses his powers for darkness and tossed over our annual cabin get-together. And tossed over our annual cabin get-together for the opportunity to spend a weekend fucking on every available surface in your apartment without the chance of you walking in and seeing his pasty ass. I do hope your bedroom door has a lock, by the way, or else you may want to burn the sheets when you get home. Calm down. No use getting upset about it now. You're here, and my parents should be here in the morning. Yeah, Dad had to work, so they'll be joining us early, but they're closer than you guys were, so they aren't worried about driving and all of this. So, that means it's just you and I tonight. And I fully intend to take advantage of that. By plying you with alcohol until you spill the deets on my brother's new girlfriend, duh. Come on, don't be such a stick in the mud. Ugh, well, anyway, good drink, right? Yeah, I can't have them anywhere but here. They're just so perfectly cabin-y, you know? How long has it been since you've joined us here at the cabin? Years, right? God, it has been a long time. I seem to remember that the last time you were here, I caught you peeping into my room, didn't I? No need to be embarrassed. You were young, and I'm taught. Still am, I think. Oh, it's okay. You can agree. I won't tell. So, did you get to see all you hoped for? Well, I mean, I remember I was bent over when I caught you peeping. How'd you like the view? Oh my god, lighten up. We've known each other forever. And I was wearing a tiny little thong, wasn't I? What color was it? I knew you'd remember. Yeah, it was a hot little red thong. Just a wisp of fabric, basically. I bet your cock got hard as hell seeing my tight little ass bent over for you, huh? God, you are so cute when you're frazzled. How many times do I need to say it's okay? Okay, how about this? I'll let you in on a little secret. It made me hot too, knowing you'd seen me. Knowing you'd wanted to see me naked so bad that you snuck out of my brother's room to sneak into mine. It was hot. And you've always been such a cutie. I was flattered. Well, of course I yelled at you. I wasn't just gonna give you a pass for creeping on me. You're my little brother's best friend. I had to give you crap for peeping. And I bet you didn't do it again to any other unsuspecting girl, huh? Yeah, that's right. Just thank me for teaching you manners, okay? You didn't answer my question, though. Did you get to see all that you wanted to see, or were you disappointed you didn't get to see more? Shh, don't jump. It's just me. Just my hand sliding up your thigh. Well, I figured, since you're having such a hard time with words, I might just check to see what your body's saying. You don't mind, do you? That's what I thought. And your cock is nice and hard. You still want me, don't you? Well, I'll tell you another secret. I still want you too. I figure. Why not satisfy our curiosity, right? It's not like we're looking for forever. We'll leave the cabin and go back to our own lives. You'll find some sweet little college girl who will bake you brownies and wash your laundry and know what it's like to have your cock buried inside your best friend's sister all at the same time. Oh, your cock jumped at that. You love the thought, don't you? Well, don't worry. You'll have plenty of time to think about it. I'm not gonna just let you fuck me right away. No. You need to promise me something first. Yeah. Promise me that no matter what, we don't tell my family. You're basically a second son to my parents, and I swear, if my brother swung your way, he would have already proposed. You are too important to them to fuck this up with sex. And me too. You may just be my brother's best friend, but you're important to me. So, can you keep the secret? Yeah? Good. Then I think it's time you finally got to see everything you were hoping for, don't you? So, that means no fleece leggings or cozy sweater. And definitely no panties either. No red thong today. Sorry. There we are. All naked. Is that everything you hoped for? Seeing my pretty little pussy. You know, I just got a wax last week, so I know you can see every little bit of it. And it makes me feel nice and slick. When you slide inside of me, I think that should count as your Christmas present this year, don't you? Oh, and my tits. You haven't seen those before, but oh, I bet you wanted to. I bet you wanted to know just what shade of pink my nipples were, huh? Wanted to see them butted up like this, high on my perky little tits. No touching, not yet. See, I've shown you what you wanted, but you haven't shown me what I want yet. So, take off your pants. I want to see your cock. I want to see what's going to be inside of me tonight. You do not disappoint. You look absolutely lickable. In fact, why don't I show you? Think you can last, Hotshot? You better hope so. Because this is your only shot to feel my tight little pussy milking the cum from your balls. So, you better not come. Not until I tell you to. Definitely lickable. Unkissable. Suckable. How do you keep the girls away after they've had a taste of this, huh? I bet you have them crawling over themselves to get another ride. Don't worry. I'll make you forget them all. You know, I put my college years to great use. And I've had even more practice since, so... I think I'll show you a thing or two those girls couldn't even imagine before we're done. Fuck. That's it. Grab the blanket. You don't get to touch me yet. No. I get to explore you right now. Trail my fingers up and down your thigh. Like this. Lightly drag my nails over your balls with my other hand. Do you like that? Like the way I make you gasp. Make you moan. Make you tense and relax and... Oh, I pay attention. You're my plaything. And I am definitely enjoying playing. You'll make me feel good in return, won't you? I just bet you will. You're gonna enjoy it. I can taste your pre-cum. Oh, you better not be close. Oh, because I'm not even close to being done with you yet. Keep it together. Keep it together. And you'll be rewarded. That's it. Oh, good. So delicious. I want more. Fuck, I want more. I'm getting so wet tasting you. Feeling your cock fill my mouth. Oh, I want to feel you stretch my pussy like this. I want you to stretch me and clean my cunt for the night. Make me yours. Make me remember the feel of you in the morning when I wake up sore and aching. Do you want that? Good. Fuck. Well then, help me onto your lap and touch me. Yeah. That's it. Oh, run your hands over my body while I straddle you like this. Taste me. My neck, my jaw, oh, my lips. Look. Look. You're a good kisser. Can you feel how wet I am? What if I just grind a little against your cock? Like this. Oh, fuck. I love the feel of your cock sliding against my pussy. Oh, pressing against me. Teasing me. Teasing us. Oh, fuck. Oh, have you thought about it like this? Huh? Filling me with your cock while I... Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. You stuck on my nipples. That's it. Oh, fuck. You're good at that. Yeah. God. God, you make me feel so... Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Keep sucking on them while I grind against you. Oh, God, I could come like this. I could come on this delicious cock with your mouth, your teeth, your tongue working my nipples. No, God, but I don't want to. I want to come with you inside of me. I want to coat your cock while you fill me with your cum. Fuck, I wasn't done teasing you. Fuck. Oh, God, you're stretching me so much. So much. Oh, fuck. God, you feel good. Stop. Don't stop. Keep your hands on me. Your mouth. I need you, and you feel so fucking right. So good inside of me. Fuck. Keep fucking me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Are you close? God. No, you say you're close. Oh, God. I'm so on the edge. I'm so close. And fuck me. Fuck. Fuck your cock. Deep inside of me. God, just hold me down on your lap and just fucking run into my tight little pussy. Oh, God, like that. Yes, grip my hips. Don't fucking let me go. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, don't stop. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. Oh, please, God. Please don't stop. Please. God, oh, come with me, God, yes, come, yes, please, come with me now, together, fuck, yes, oh, fuck, don't stop, oh, keep pumping, keep, fuck, yes, oh, my God, oh, fuck, that was good. No. Don't move. I'm not done. I just want to feel you inside of me. Oh, feel your cock moving inside of me for just a little while longer. Fuck. Oh, shh, you're fine. Oh, don't be a baby. You're not that sensitive. Fuck. There. That was... Fuck, that was good. You did well for yourself, hot stuff. Oh, well, I am going to be so sore in the morning. I'll have to tell my parents I did some extra Pilates if they notice I'm walking funny. we're good, yeah? Good, and you're still not going to tell my brother? Double good. Well, as much as I'd love to keep your cock inside of me all night, I think I hear a second hot toddy calling my name. So... pack it up, hot stuff. You know, I think we have Jenga in the cabinet over there. Why don't you go grab it while I clean up and make us more drinks, and I can see how well you handle other wood, huh?